This is CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to the show. As usual, it's the Gas Comedy Podcast coming live from Gareth Central. From CliffCentral.com. My name's Dusty Rich. Wow, it's nice to be here. Who else is with me?
Ferrani Sut.
Am I on?
Turn me on. There you are. Hello,
hey, Duff. There's Ferran. There's me. Yeah, Eric Janssen, Duff.
Eric Janssen's also filming us for Periscope. So if you want to go check out the Periscope of what we're doing right now, go to @DustyRich.
You do realize he just said, turn me on.
He said, turn me up in the headphones, no, actually.
Turn me up in the headphones. That's how rappers all start their music.
Yeah.
Why don't they push record later? Like, I don't want to listen to your practicing, rapper. Boy. Right, it is the Gas Comedy Podcast. We are coming to you live. You can tweet us at cliffcentral.com. No, at cliffcentral.com. At cliffcentral.com on Twitter. Tell your friends to go to cliffcentral.com to listen to us live and also download the app so you can listen to us wherever you're sitting, on the loo or whatsoever.
Or go to www.gascomedy.co.za to get all the stand-up comedy that you can handle. You can also tweet us at @gascomedy.
Yeah, and you can email us at info@gascomedy.co.za as well, so we can put you on our mailing list and tell you about our gigs and stuff.
And facebook.com/gascomedy.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Facebook.
This is a Gas Comedy Podcast. It's about stand-up comedy here and there, but mostly here. We talk about all things stand-up comedy. So you might be listening to us as a stand-up comedian, or you might be listening to us as someone who likes stand-up comedians or wants to sleep with stand-up comedians. If you want to do that, you can email us at info@gascomedy.com. I'm joking. It's a separate email. It's called Sleep With Ya. Sleep With Y-A. Sleep With Ya at Cliff's.
You do realize you're cock-blocking us by putting a fake email address.
Yeah.
And you actually
some
want
of us
to,
are trying to get laid out.
You actually want to solicit.
It's tough out here in these streets. Yo.
You want to solicit actual sexual emails?
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Okay, Faran and Eric. So
not my email.
When you email us at info@gascomedy.co.za, just
say who you want to sleep with.
Faran.
Then we'll know.
She sounds so sexual.
Choose one. Right. Today on the show we have Comeducation. Comeducation, that's Twitter comedians, online comedians, and how do they work, and how to follow and support your favorite online comedian. We're talking about Twitter comedians that are funny, guys who are on YouTube, all that kind of thing, and how and where you can go and see them. And then in this segment, The Industriate Bastards, we talk about the comedy industry, and today's subject is taboo or not taboo? That is the question, aka what? Do you use dirty material? Do you like dirty material? Are you offended? I fucking hope so. And then we're going to give a surprise comedian a call later, and then, of course, Amuse News. And we got some jokes. We got some jokes and some segments from some famous comedians. Faran, should we go through and do one of those right now?
Let's do it.
What do you got?
Sarah Silverman.
Let's hear it.
Oh, this shit stinks.
I very rarely, occasionally, obsessively watch porn on my phone. And when I do, I integrate it into my nighttime rituals. I wash my face, I floss, I take a puff, then I brush. Then I do my stretches. Then I type in my search words. Let me just say, my search words are not anything I would want to happen in real life. I don't know why they're my search words, but they are. A great man once said, the heart wants what it wants. So my search words are gangbang. Not want that to happen in real life. Amateur, because I don't like seeing like piercings and tattoos. It takes me out of it. Cum, which I would not have thought you had to put cum. I thought that was a given in pornography. You have to put cum. If you don't, you might not get cum. If anything, I would think you'd put non-cum if you don't want cum. And then there's one more. Oh, high fives. So I put my iPhone, I lean it against my water on my nightstand, and I think I'm maybe the only person that watched this video all the way till the end ends, like when the video freezes. It's, of course, a gangbang. And, you know, basically ends with all the guys coming on the lady's face. And I don't know why face was the quiet word there. All the men come on the lady's face. And then right before the video freezes, I heard a guy say to her, hey, great job. I know you were sick.
Is it 10 seconds?
You find humanity in the oddest of places.
There we go. That was Sarah Silverman talking about some taboo taboo. That was very good, Farron. That was a nice choice for today's show theme.
Thank you very much.
And you have a fan of Silverman?
A huge fan, yeah.
She is cute, man. How hot is Sarah Silverman, super, man?
She's cute, but she's so funny.
I know. Like combo, man. She's probably, I mean, you can hear it in her comedy. She's so fucked up.
So for anyone that's interested, that's actually the opening track from her 2014 comedy special called We Are Miracles.
We Are Miracles. You can go check out on all the other things, the iTunes, the et cetera, go check it out. That's very funny, man. That's very funny. We are live on Periscope. You can go to Dusty Rich. At Dusty Rich to check out what you are looking at people are watching me. I'm trying to show you guys, but the camera's on me. There you go. That's Farhan Issat. That's Eric Janssen. That's our producer Dunks.
Is there anyone watching?
He makes Dunks.
We had like 5 people when I had the camera just now, and someone from France, which is dope.
How do you know that?
I saw it. Came up at the bottom of the screen.
To like, say I'm from France.
Hello from France.
Oh really? That's pretty cool. Okay, so we didn't watch from France and stuff.
Shop France. Yeah,
it is a damn nice studio. I'm gonna hand you over to Eric, who's gonna.
Control these things.
Yeah, he'll tell me if there's anything interesting that comes up on that, and then we will speak to you. Right, let's go to our first feature. It is called Comeducation, and it is about comedians on Twitter and other online services that are funny and deserve to be followed. So let's talk about what that actually means to be online. We're online right now, I suppose. We are a online comedian. We are using the internet to make this thing. So I suppose that can be classified as an online comedian, but let's talk about some Twitter comedians in South Africa. Do you have any favorites, Eric?
On social media, yeah. Quite a few guys, actually.
Well, could you use words?
I can't get to their names now, so don't ask me. Get to Farhan. Let him tell you first.
Farhan, do you have anyone you like?
We were talking about earlier on, Yasin Bonds.
Yasin Bonds has got to be one of my favorite as well. Shout out to Yasin Bonds. He better be listening.
David Kibuka, when he tweets.
Yeah, David Kibuka does it very rarely, but he always comes out with some real juicy ones. Yasin Bonds, whose his Twitter is at Yasin.
Yasin him. Yes.
That's how do you spell that?
I'm gonna check now. Let me check.
Seen him.
Get to my social media.
I don't understand why Twitter people use like convoluted names. Like, how are you gonna get people to follow you if you have to explain it like that?
It's ya underscore a underscore seen underscore him.
Damn! Imagine shouting that out at a gig.
Imagine shouting that.
Follow
in
me. Follow me at ya underscore ah. Yasin Bonds is very funny on Twitter. Apparently, I heard a little rumor that he actually, you know, got into stand up from Twitter.
Yes, we were talking about that earlier on.
Yeah, from being funny on Twitter, and he decided to take it onto the stage.
Oh yes.
Which is a more visceral thing. Also, I find Hell Pants. H E L L P A N T S. Very funny,
not
very
to be
cynical.
With Martin Davis.
Yes.
And Martin Jonas.
Oh, there we go, yeah.
Yes, and Martin, some other Martin.
He's actually on, are we allowed to say, on 702.
Who, Martin Evans?
Yeah.
I don't know that.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's pretty cool. That's really good.
And then he's coming home from the club and you're listening to him. You're like, oh, this is nice.
Hey, what's up, Hell Pants? I'm drunk. I shouldn't be driving. Chester Missing, who is Conrad Koch's puppet. Chester Missing.
He tweets some dope shit.
He tweets, and he's always politicated. That guy is not afraid of Twitter spats. That guy will get involved and tell your mom where to get off Twitter. And he's a puppet. So I don't know who's tweeting it. Because have you seen Chester Missing's hands? He's got no fingers.
Yeah, that's weird.
So I don't know who's tweeting there. Some very, very funny tweets from that. Hell Pants is definitely... He's quite active. Hell Pants is quite active. He's always tweeting, and so is Chester Missing, which is quite nice to see from a comedian's perspective. Who else? Oom Diff is funny on Twitter.
Thank you. Loiso Gola is quite funny as well.
Yeah. Sometimes.
I started following Mark Palmer recently.
Mark Palmer.
He's got some funny shit.
He works in England now.
Does he? You say England, but he's all over.
He's all over. Yeah. But I think he's actually coming back here soon. I think I may have read somewhere. So you can go check us out. How's the Periscope going? Is there more people?
One person. We had four just now.
Did they all leave?
Someone said, "Hue is a joke." I don't know who that person is.
Shut up. We don't do jokes. We're comedians.
This guy. Come on.
We do satire and interesting talk about stuff.
Yes.
So comedians online for Twitter. Twitter's a nice thing. It's 140 characters. So it's basically, it's built for one-liners. So any of your one-liner comedians should be kick-ass on there. Dylan Oliphant's another one. Kick-ass on there. Cry the Toys. Kick-ass.
Cry Superfly.
Comedian from Centurion. Is that where he is?
Yes.
Centurion. Yes. Can you say someone's from Centurion? It's from Joburg. one-liner comics will always thrive on a platform such as Twitter.
The brat tweeted again. He's like, "I'm waiting for the joke."
Who is it? What's his name?
I don't know. I'm guessing it's a colored guy because he said, "Where's the joke?"
Yeah, that's super racist, bro. It could be Afrikaans. not only colored people use the language, like the picture.
Okay.
Maybe he's a dark tan dude. You don't know. He's so racist.
Where my joke then?
No, you can't. You don't get jokes in the show. Actually, we'll give you a joke later.
Just now.
There's also YouTube. YouTube is a fantastic platform for comedians to get their stuff out there. I love YouTube. I'm like addicted to the stuff. I would put YouTube intravenous straight into my main vein.
Ooh.
I love, you know which where that main vein is? The blue vein. You know where it is? It's on your willy.
Whoa, shit.
Have you seen it?
No, that's a tiny one.
It's not.
Well,
mine's not.
Well,
I might just be exposed.
It's a tiny one.
Actually, I heard about this yesterday. Actually, I saw Joey Rastine on Soweto TV. Don't ask me how, why, what.
Soweto has its own TV.
Yeah, that's right. And I pick it up free to air. And Joey was going around and they were looking at like medication and stuff that guys take for, you know,
all those signs
to make them strong and how bad it was. And actually, the doctor was saying if there's something wrong down there, it's actually an indicator of having a cardiovascular condition.
Because
if there's blockage on that vein, which is smaller, then you're gonna have major problems with
your heart. If your penis is not getting up,
if you're having problems with that, you could be having an underlying cardiovascular
condition. That's funny. Everyone with an ugly girlfriend is gonna go and see a doctor and be like, "Doctor, my penis won't stand. I have heart problems."
It's like in the questionnaire. It's like, what have you been experiencing? And then they're like, "Can I see a picture of your girlfriend?"
That's compulsory.
Oh God, she's a minger.
This is not your heart, son. Yeah. This is your woman. Shame. But
just got a tweet from Samir Ref. There's your mention. He's like, "I'm really sad that you guys haven't mentioned me on the show yet."
Simi. Well, you
Such
just
a
did,
dedicated
Eric.
There we go.
Thank you.
Shout out to
Simi.
Shout out to Simi. Tweet that shit, Simi.
This week's episode, he featured Mo Magic, Durban.
From Durban. Mo Magic, the comedy magician.
Apparently my doppelganger. Richly used to say that and make fun of me all the time until I actually saw the guy. And then I was like, okay, I understand.
Do you know what it is? You're both architectural in your preparation for today.
What?
How you look, how you do your hair, how you do your beard, your eyebrows.
He doesn't even have a beard.
Well, I mean, okay, he has
if
eyebrows.
He had
no, he doesn't. That's magic.
you just perceive his eyebrows. Yes. No, the way you guys put yourself together is very architectural. You know what I mean by that? Like strict and nice and stuff.
No idea.
Sort of gay is what I mean. Okay?
Exactly.
You beat it out of me. Sort of gay.
It's called groomed, okay? It's called
groomed. Oh, that's the word. Yeah, groomed. Real men don't groom. Real men don't groom. Is that it?
When you grow a beard, come back and talk to me.
One day, bro. Have you seen it? Have you seen it on the side? Dude, when I grow a beard, people are in trouble. Like, just generally, the women folk, just vaginas. Everything is in trouble when I grow a beard because I'm going to be attractive
I've just been hairless like forever.
You will always be hairless.
Thank you. Show on Periscope your legs. Do you shave your legs?
No, man? My leg hair just doesn't grow. I'll put this bitch up here.
Do you cycle?
I don't.
Do you swim?
I don't swim. I don't cycle. My leg hair just doesn't.
Do you have
hair on my arms.
Do you have sex with men in like bathrooms?
Fuck you.
Do gay people? Do gay people shave? Do gay people, if you're gay listening right now, can you tweet us? Do you shave?
Tweet,
for,
do you shave?
Well, I'd imagine so. Like, think about it. Like, they're getting in.
I mean, their legs and stuff.
There. Oh, okay.
Wow.
What, I are you deep. Saying your penis?
No, I mean, like, the whole sort of nether regions. I mean, like.
Like,
I mean,
asshole
I
and
a
stuff.
Guy, like, I'm hairy, and if I was into that kind of thing, I wouldn't want another guy that's hairy and stuff.
Well, I mean, that's the problem. Like, you don't like hair because you're heterosexual. That's what I think it is.
What?
I think it's a situation because the worst thing for me, like, I want to do acting, right? And I want to act seriously. I want to, you know, maybe one day.
That's you're the, serious. Here's the joke there. Thing. Where's the guy?
There's the joke. Yeah, you just had
seriously.
The joke.
Okay.
And I think of a few things that would be the most difficult to act like. And one of those things would be screaming in pain or anguish. Uh-huh. You know, like acting that, right? Like you don't feel that way, but then you got to do it. And then kissing a dude. Because there's
Robbie,
nothing
Robbie
I
Collins
fear
has done
more.
It recently.
Yeah, I know, yeah, but he just shut does up, it for Robbie. Fun. There's nothing.
It wasn't
he's
even
not
wow,
gay. He's not gay. He literally just kisses men for fun. That's his.
Okay.
I don't know. I am deathly terrified of stubble near my lips.
Oh, shit.
Like a man's stubble.
Oh, right. Okay, I was wondering. Oh, like,
that is
oh,
the
no.
scariest thing I can imagine is going near like that and like middle European woman. Do you know what I mean? Like going near a face with hair, that scares the bejesus
actually,
out
when
me.
I spent some time in Italy, like I think it was in Venice, I actually saw a lady with a full moustache, like, and I thought, because she was old, and I thought, like, she obviously doesn't realize, but the people around her are such dicks, they don't even tell her.
Or like, just too, like, shy. Like, would you go up to a woman and be like, "Ya needs to shave?"
I was just like, what that's a glorious moustache, madam.
I was just going to say, what if, like, she's attractive? Would it be a, like, weird turn on? For you.
What's that?
Like, what if she was attractive, like, under the beard? You don't see under... Like,
no, but she was old as well.
So what are you trying to say? Old women unattractive?
Yes.
I mean, look, she's exactly 65, a little bit young.
I even said that to my fiance. I was like,
oh, yeah,
you need to enjoy these years because, like, when we get to 60... Because think about it this way. You mock me and you say, oh, no, old people deserve to have sex too, right? Think about it this way. Your mind's going to be the same.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? Actually. Now, imagine having sex with a granny.
Hashtag granny fanny.
Yeah,
right.
Actually, hashtag.
There is a hashtag called Granny Fanny.
No, that yeah,
we just created it. It's going to be trending.
Aren't
gonna
you funny. Listening? That are trends? You not part of the show?
But that's a good point. When you become old, like an older man,
would
you attracted to older women or
yeah,
you like?
Yeah, it's granny. Would you fuck a granny right now? Would you fuck a granny right now?
Well, there's
are you are you sexually attracted to a granny right now?
There's no. old and young. In
are you
born category?
Exactly, right. So now, when you're older,
are you?
Why you're sick?
But your taste changed, maybe.
No,
maybe
your taste has not changed. You know what? I used to like firm clitoris, and now I like my clitoris stretchy.
So good for Duncan is just like, no, this is just what? Degraded.
What?
Okay, so what are we supposed to be talking about?
Yeah, oh, we were on Twitter and
YouTube,
online comedians.
And how much you loved YouTube and
are they Facebook comedians? Not really. I think the entire Facebook is a joke.
Facebook is a joke. Because there's that one page on Facebook that stop using Dacha page. That like
oh the Satanist blames
everything on Satan. Oh, that shit is funny.
What like it's like if you use Dacha, that means you're into the devil.
Yeah. They had a picture of Deadpool like without the mask on. So they had him before and after, and they're like he took one hit of marijuana. And this is what it looked like. Stop using marijuana. It's
so they're
Satan's
just that's a little. But no, there must be a parody account.
100%
no,
it's a parody account.
It must be.
But the sad thing is, I think there's people on there like that super like right wing Christian people.
They went onto it thinking
that legit think it's a real thing.
That's like one of my favorite. Talking about Twitter, one of my favorite Twitter is what's the term? Tweeters.
Twitteratis.
Yeah.
Twitter.
Oh shit.
Twats.
That's right. Twats. There we go. Settled.
One of my favorite twats is Woolworst SA.
Oh.
At Woolworst.
Is it like hitting on Woolworths?
They basically they troll Twitter to find if there's any complaints against Woolworths. And then they take it on themselves and then just blatantly just play. Like it's fuck like with the people trying to complain. Like someone will send and go like, oh my yogurt's off. And then they'll tweet back
like it's yogurt.
White privilege. Dee-da, white privilege over here. So they like
not run by the BDS people. Because remember, they're the guys, the boycott, divestment, sanctions.
Oh, I don't know what it is, but sometimes they piss people off, man. Yeah. People get fucking angry. Though. Like, because people are like, how dare, because it's so easy to misread it.
Right.
Woolworst is SA.
Oh, right.
So
someone thinks it's an actual.
Everyone, and they use the Woolworths logo. Like, just the same W. And, like, it confuses the shit out of people and they get super angry. It is hilarious. I really love that account. Whoever you are, out there.
We love you.
We appreciate you.
I read one about somebody complaining about the juice, but then they were like, yo, something's not, like, this isn't up to standard. What's going on? Are there any issues? And then Woolworths replied, nah, we're all good, fam. Just going through a financial crisis.
Did they say fam?
Yeah. We're all good, fam. I was like, yeah.
No, they must have got a black consultant.
No, definitely. Blessings. On Fleek.
They say things.
They're definitely using the kids' lingo. Is that a term? Kids' lingo. That's difficult to keep an eye on. All the shit changing and shit.
So question. So we're talking about, like, social media. Do you guys try out, so if you've got ideas or something funny, do you put it out there and then see what you feedback you get?
Facebook.
I like social media, and I like the sort of the aspect of, you know what my favorite thing about social media is, it's literally you have a direct connection to a fan. Right. Like, and that never used to exist. I mean, you couldn't exactly just, like, send, well, I suppose you could send letters to your people, but I mean
pen pals.
Yeah, imagine how many letters. Imagine the way people get tweets now, they got letters. So, I mean, like, who would go through all of that
telegrams? Because telegrams were like Twitter, because they were limited, or you had a paper character.
So. Yeah, and you just send, like, a Morse code to your favorite musician. And then they turn it into a disco track. I don't know. But the whole point is that I understand that social aspect of it. But for me, I don't know. For me, I always looked at Twitter as like and Facebook as a means of getting people to the live shows. That's kind of like the way I look at it. But I suppose that definitely you need to give them little tidbits. You need to give them tasters so that they want to come to live shows. Yeah. Do you use it that way? Do you test material?
It's mostly like little one-liners and stuff. So I think I've been building up a little arsenal of those. So yeah. But I mean, because my stuff is very, like, longer story-based, it's very hard. But I see Eric does that. He doesn't give a shit about...
I don't give a fuck about people's data.
Facebook, you have to scroll to multiple pages.
You have to press continue reading.
There's a lot of you and Punch as well. Punch.
No, Punch just says weird because he's young. He does weird shit.
Who are my favorite? Actually, there is a Facebook comedian that I love reading, but, like, tragically... Papercut.
We need to call him. We need to call him sometime.
We will.
We're going to save that for a special occasion.
But his Facebook seasoning. Facebook posts are amazing, dude. That guy goes full tilt on some things, and I love reading his stuff.
He tagged me once in a picture with him and his girlfriend.
Guys, leave. Come on, man. We begged on Papercut.
What? You know, remember that? There was that parody account that was mocking comics.
And Ro.
Disappeared.
Check
that out.
My eyebrows got roasted. Yeah, I've got a 3-page spread.
Like, if you go check out, is it facebook.com/AnnRo? A-N-R-O. AnnRo. Just check that. See if we can check that. Because you go on there and there used to be someone. It was anonymous, obviously, because comedians.
I always thought it was Simi. So Simi, if you're listening, I always thought it was you.
Because you're a dick. Comedians have huge egos.
Yeah.
So.
Guys,
what?
Nothing.
What's
wrong? He's the one guy we know is listening.
Yeah, yeah, no, he is listening. You can't say if you're listening. You know he's listening.
Is it A-N-R-O, A-N-R-O.
I'm going to find it quickly.
Yeah, it's still there. Because
there were two volumes that he came out with. What is the Facebook.com? What is it? People want to go see it out? What is it?
Fuck.
Why don't we tweet a link or put a link up?
Yeah, I
don't know. We'll tweet a link. Go. What is it?
I don't know. Like, it doesn't come up here.
Because he's not...
It's just AnnRo.
He's on his phone.
On
that's
Facebook.
Why.
Yeah, that's why. It's
so you go check it out, AnnRo. And it's basically this person mocked comedians.
But
they
like
a whole bunch of comedians.
They stopped like 2 months after starting the thing.
Yeah, that's the problem, man. Yeah. You got just stay consistent. It would have been hilarious, man. That should have been turned into an industry magazine.
What is this thing called again? If the people are on you.
Periscope.
Periscope. If you're on the Periscope.
Fucking open a window.
Footsec.
You need to read shit, Eric.
I'm sorry.
Be a Twitter comedian. You could be a YouTube comedian. Anne Hirsch. There's the
Suzelle DIY.
Suzelle DIY is not a comedian. She's a person who reads
stuff.
She's
on YouTube.
That bums me out.
People think she's funny.
Yeah, she is funny. She's hilarious. The character, Suzelle DIY. I don't eat shit every night at comedy clubs to be called an actor who reads comedy. That lady, like, they put her up on there. She's up on Comedy Central now. They're regurgitating her her web series, and they're putting it up on the channel, which is great for her, which is great, and she is great. But when you start calling her a comedian, that pisses me off.
All I can think of is Sarah Silverman's bit and like them filming a skit and all of a sudden it turns into a porno where she's getting banged on.
I'm going to make that Sammy, that parody.
Sammy tweeted saying that Andro definitely wasn't me. Shit is pictures and humor. I'm a fucking better asshole than that.
Sammy is a last asshole. Right, we are going to go to an ad. Is it an ad break? We have an ad break. Do we get paid from this ad? We don't? Who is it?
Do we get product?
Well, we're going to slate it afterwards. Yeah. Let's go to ad break. 3, 2, 1. Bye.
CliffCentral.com.
I patiently waited for you for 9 months. I would sit in my chair and talk about how I longed to meet you. I knew you'd be the most beautiful baby in the world. I was ready for you, but I wasn't ready for this. If you have a child in need of reconstructive surgery, Smile Foundation can help you. Visit www.smilefoundation.co.za or call us on 0861-276-453.
Keeping it real on cliffcentral.com.
Have a nice show. Hey, welcome back. That was a lazy rapper. Who was that? That was Travis Scott.
Yeah, somebody.
With Antidote.
Which, no, if you're listening to this podcast having downloaded it, the song's been cut out, so.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, well, yeah, you wouldn't have heard that at all. It was so good. So amazing. Yeah. What was I going to say? You can get in touch with us.
Yeah. Somebody tweeted. Well,
let me just say how you can get in, then you can tell us how that got there. At cliffcentral.com. You can tweet us at cliffcentral.com. You can also tweet us at Gas Comedy. If you are not listening, you should go to cliffcentral.com and download the app so you can listen. Please do that. It's not hard. It's not science. Just get on your phone and do it.
Also go to Facebook, search for Gas Comedy, and like our page. We post up a lot of stuff there, especially the weekly gig listings.
Gig listing, where you can go see comedy. So someone did tweet us. What did he say?
Okay, yeah. The tweet was from Emilio. Shout out. There's your shout out, motherfucker.
Emilio, is he a comic?
He's one of the comics, yeah. He's one of the new kids.
From where?
New kid on the block.
Somewhere. In Johannesburg.
So it's a Johannesburg.
Yeah, Johannesburg.
Emilio.
He asked if you.
Oh no, man, Emilio.
You must know him. If
no, you don't.
I do.
Well done. He's done a couple of opens at pockets.
Oh, well done. Okay. Yeah. He's like, if you're a midget and you're attracted to normal people, is that a fetish? And then Tabiso also
shout
said
out to Mshlongo.
Make fun of things. So it's like, I don't know.
This what did he say?
That ad, like, you know that ad.
We can't. I didn't know it was a Cliff Central ad. Yeah. I thought it was going to be like for.
Stop trying to make us lose our jobs.
Longer, please. Sorry.
I thought it was going to be like for Lifebuoy, the red soap. The red soap that makes you red. Have you ever washed your hands with that stuff? That stuff makes you glow. It looks like you. Afterwards, it looks like you washed your hands with lip balm. It's proper red stuff. Proper red stuff. Right, let's go. I want to hear another joke, and I believe we have some material from Hannibal Buress, who was actually in our fair country at the end of last year, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Comedy Central Festival. So
he kind of died.
Yeah, well, he's not going to die here.
There we go.
Because this is material. Hannibal Buress.
Nemesis in life is my teenage cousin. I don't like him at all. I think he's a horrible person, and I hope he doesn't get into college. If one of y'all was whooping his ass right now, I'd let you get 4 more hits in before I stop. You're like, hey, get off my cousin, man. He always talks trash about my comedy. Hey, Hannibal, we're watching your stand-up on YouTube. It wasn't funny, man. So I had to figure out what can I say back to this 17-year-old boy that'll destroy him, because I'm not letting this slide. I'm very petty. And I figured it out, and I just accused him of masturbating, because teenagers can't handle that. Their psyches are weak. So I say, what, man? You coming from jagging off? No, I wasn't jagging off, Hannibal! Why would you say that? Do not jag off. I will never jag off. Get out of here, Hannibal! Why you want me to get out of here? So you could jag off? No! That won't work on me. I'm 28. You say, Hannibal, you jagging off? Yeah. Yes, I was jagging off. I was jagging off so I can have sex for longer later. That's grown man stuff. I'm planning out my life. Sometimes when I watch porn, I put my hoodie on so I feel creepier. Yeah. Sometimes I get under the computer so it feels like I'm spying on them. Like, yeah. Everybody Everybody needs a masturbation hoodie, in my opinion. It's necessary. You have to keep your top warm because your bottom is exposed. Life is all about balance. Yeah.
That was Hannibal Buress. That was very funny. What was that from? What was that from?
Animal Furnace.
Animal Furnace. That was very, very funny. Hannibal Buress talking about a masturbation hoodie. That's how many of you guys, you guys masturbate out there? You listeners, you guys masturbate? I never knew why that thing, I suppose it should be taboo, masturbation, because you don't want it. Anything that should be done sort of openly and proudly in public should be taboo. Right?
First time I ever did was I was 18 years old.
You masturbated at 18 years old?
Yeah. Yo.
You
must
have
waited
the whole
fucking long.
Nothing. I used to have like weird dreams while I was at university. And then like one day it was like, oh, and then it happened. And it was like,
How did you find out how to do it?
Like, it like happened by mistake.
What do you mean? You just rubbed your penis and you're like, ah, shit.
And then I was just like, Jesus, this is crazy. Like
I leave Jesus out of it. He wasn't there.
Well, he was technically.
He's everywhere. Wow, that's crazy, bro. 18,
yeah, late bloomer.
So I must have started masturbating at like 3 months.
While you're in the womb, your mom's like, can you stop that? Can you stop?
That's fucking revolting. This placenta's growing. Not for that. Not for that. I don't think you even start producing sperm until you what?
15.
Really?
I'm joking. I don't know. I don't remember when I started.
You're just shooting puffs of talcum powder up to that point.
You
probably 15. 15? I think I was 15, yeah.
Just shot puffs of talcum powder. No sperm production.
Oh, it's a light skin joke again.
Okay, so
actually it was a sperm joke, but the white skin joke also works.
So like a lot of the jokes we play today, that we were talking about like porn, masturbation,
yep.
Those are some of the things that might
be all really sexual,
taboo,
isn't it?
Very sexual stuff.
Dirty,
yeah.
Dirty.
So let's get on to our next segment, which is called...
Did you see how I got us back
Thank
on
you, bro.
There?
What a great segue. The Industrious Bastards. This is information about comedy. And today we're talking about taboo or not taboo. That's risque material. What is risque material?
Do you know what it sounds like? You're like taboo or not taboo.
Boo. Some people do. Some people boo risque material. Some people boo taboo material.
It's like when Jacob Zuma got booed at Mandela's funeral. I thought they were shouting Booth. Like Booth. Booth. Oh, shout out to Oliver Booth in Cape Town.
Ah, that was the weird segue to Oliver Booth.
That was the weirdest segue.
That was a, we got a tweet from Neville Pillay, I believe.
Yeah.
Pillay, he's a comedian down in Durban, also a radio personality.
He's verified on Twitter.
True. Yeah, I mean, if you are verified, we can mention you, Neville Pillay.
Is he verified?
He's verified.
Well, he has to. He's a personality down there.
Yeah, and he said we mustn't forget to mention Lira as well.
Did she sing on that track?
No, I don't know where she sings, but he just said we must.
Why does he want us to mention it?
I have no idea. Neville, please
tweet us
again.
Yeah, tell us
why.
Shout out to Lira.
Because we did mention Sammy. You mentioned Sammy in this tweet, and then, yeah.
So, now, maybe there's some other shit conversation that's going on behind the doors there.
Yeah. We're getting subtweeted, yeah.
Yeah. So, taboo or not taboo. So I have a very interesting concept of what is taboo, etc., etc. And my thing is, if you come into a comedy club, if you enter those doors or a comedy venue, or that venue is now a comedy club, don't... If you are offended, remember to go and fuck yourself. Because you are coming into a hallowed honesty area. This is where honesty lives. Yeah. Same with this podcast kind of thing. Like, I know a lot of you are listening live, but you know what cliffcentral.com is. You know it's uncensored. That stuff has been given to you and fed to you about this radio, this online podcast radio station, right? But you're also downloading it. So, which means you, and it is a big term for it. Offense is never given. Offense is always taken. Right? So, the person who is hearing is taking on the offense. We are not giving it. And you know what I mean? So, for me, taboo material, I say there is nothing that is taboo. There is nothing taboo. The only thing that I think is taboo is not funny.
Yeah.
Like, that's what should be DBK, taboo.
Don't be cut.
Yeah, like, oh, you're not funny? I am offended by your
funny. Can I just say, while I fully agree with you, I think we've also got to contextualize it, because there's certain places where you can't just say whatever
there we go.
You want. And we spoke about it last week with our friend from one of the African countries and the German comedian.
Yeah, the guy, he's created a flipping, international issue with this guy. But did you know what the gags were? He was just telling the president that he was a goat fucker. And, you know what I mean? Like, and so when I say there should be never any censorship, the problem with the world is comedians, it's your job to be uncensored. It is your job to be honest. It is your job to explore subjects that no one else is supposed to. Unfortunately, we live in a world where media has become available to everyone to use. So now everyone is a comedian, especially politicians.
Look at what happened when Trevor, you know, got onto the Daily Show. People went, someone went and trawled through like 5,000 or something.
9,000
tweets. 9,000 and picked out two that they found controversial.
Like, yes, I mean, one about a fat person and one about some Jews.
Fat chicks.
Yeah. Well, imagine he tweeted about a fat Jew.
Fat Jewish.
Came whoa. Over. No, that would have been the end of his career.
No Daily
Show. That's the thing, man. Like, yeah, you've got to understand that we are stand-up comedians and it is our jobs to go through these subjects. Now, a lot of guys, you work pretty clean. You work pretty clean, Farhan.
Yeah, well, I always try and take a shower before I get on stage.
You too.
I do, but I think even though I try and be political with, even though my subject matter isn't necessarily politics, I try and be political, you know, like, because obviously I'm trying to take a standpoint on something.
Yeah.
One of the things I really want to talk about that I think, you know, really gets people riled up is religion.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
definitely one that I think.
Well, you see, now that's a subject for me that's interesting because my thing is like, I will never ever mess with faith because faith is, I think, is the strongest thing on this planet. And faith in whatever, faith in whichever religion. But if you have faith in like a fucking product or a disease or a sexual maneuver or whatever, you're an idiot. that's cool. Have faith in a religion. I will never touch religion. I don't like messing with religion.
But religion touches you.
Well,
shout out to Catholics.
You see, that's just funny, man. Take it where it should be.
So why won't you touch religion?
Just because I don't. Faith. Not religion. I laugh at religion. I laugh at the funniness of it. But I'll only do mine. Do you know what I mean? I only make jokes of mine.
Right.
What I won't do is I won't make fun of someone's faith because that's a soul thing, man. That's like that's inbred in them. That transcends color. That transcends economic basis. It's faith.
Damn you! You said soul and you said bread. Now I'm just thinking of hot wings.
Shout out to whoever makes hot wings. Don't say their name. No one gives us money. Okay. Right. We are now. I want to go through to a surprise phone call. I want to phone a comedian
and this is
see
actually
what
one of my favorite comedians in the world.
Yes, and this guy's. I watched him and he's got such an interesting style of comedy because he also works clean. But messes with taboo subjects,
which is really great with that.
So let's give him a call. We are calling Daliso Chopanda. Chopanda. This is my white mouth again.
His dad is a minister in Malawi. Actually.
Well, there we go. Yeah. We can talk to him about taboo stuff. And he is a Malawian comic who lives in Manchester. And we'll have a conversation with him. Let's see if we can get him online. Are we phoning him? Duncan, are we phoning him? Hello. Daliso.
Hello.
Yo.
Hello.
There
good
is.
Morning, sir. How are you doing?
Good
morning, Dusty. How's it going, man?
That's Farhan, but I'm here too. How are you, bro?
Oh, hey. Hello.
Are you awake? What time did you wake up?
I'm awake. I mean, like, I'm a comedian, but I don't do it all the way waking up at 11 or 12 kind of thing.
We were at the club last night late, so I would imagine you got a little bit of hours in.
But Daliso doesn't drink alcohol, so I'm sure he got up early.
Oh, that's why you can wake up early.
Exactly. I just watch everyone stumble around, and I take notes.
Sheesh, you should see how late I wake up when I do the heroin. The heroin. Not heroin. A female hero. I mean the drug.
Oh, shit.
Well, I do that as well. Daliso, you are in our country. Why? Why are you in our country?
Well, my girlfriend lives here now. So now I come to SA a few times a year. I've got to see her. See what's going on. And then while I'm around, I do some jokes. So this time it's parking.
That's
I'm doing jokes at.
That's beautiful. You get to be funny and fuck at the same time. That's
yes,
amazing.
Literally
actually,
funny as fuck.
The one leads to the other. I only get to fuck because I'm funny. That's how I learned. To be funny.
So you have a South African woman?
Yes, I do.
That's good, man. Like, leave some for us, though, bro.
Foreigners, man. I'm a foreign swag.
You know the credit we're taking your women.
Yeah. You're taking our jobs and our women.
That's stealing their
jobs. We have another African comedian in our studio, Farhan.
Oh, who's that?
Yeah, Farhan Isat, he's from
Zimbabwe.
He's a Zimbabwe. Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome, man. Awesome.
Do you wanna speak to your fellow African comedian Farhan and tell him how hard it
is?
I love
doing shows in Zim. I do Haifa every time I can.
Are you going this year? I heard that there wasn't
No, this year it's cancelled.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. I can imagine because it's them.
Are you coming for the Shoko? There's a Shoko festival.
It'll be back next year.
Yeah. So next year they're definitely bringing comedy back. There is a Shoko festival that I just got invited to. I'm going to go back to the home and perform for that. Are you going to be coming for that by any chance?
Hopefully.
Okay,
can you tell me and the rest of the listeners who don't know what the fuck you're talking about what a Shoko festival is?
It's a festival.
Why is it called Shoko? Like, is it just the name?
Yeah, it's just the name of a festival. It's like to promote like arts, and it's one of those that's borderline political.
So that's what we're talking about on the show right now, is we're talking about controversial or taboo material. Do you have problems with that in Malawi? I know you guys don't like gays over there.
I've had issues with it my whole career, but that's because what I like to write about is stuff which is taboo.
Yeah.
I've got to say, I write from pain. So stuff which hurts me or bothers me is what I write jokes about.
So then you should definitely write material about gay people, because that must hurt.
In fact,
I wrote a whole radio play about the gay, when they tossed two gay people in prison in Malawi.
Yeah.
Right? I got kind of wrapped up in it because I did some jokes that made people angry, and then I wrote a radio play for the BBC about it. So, and again, a lot of people enjoyed it, but I also had a lot of people in Malawi writing, this is not a real Malawian.
He's an expat.
White people have taken over his brain, all kinds of nonsense like that.
White people don't take over brains, we take over country.
We take land,
that's what we do. We don't take your brain. You can keep your brain.
My brain has been colonized because I don't want to eat up.
We want your land and the stuff that's in it. That's all we want. We want the gold. We want the silver. We want all the commodities. So listen to me. If you're not getting in trouble as a comedian, you're not doing your job. So I'm proud of you for getting in trouble there. And you are here in South Africa. I mean, people might be listening to this at a later stage, but you are here tonight until the end of the weekend, till Sunday.
Yeah, till Sunday.
Okay, and that's at Parker's Monte Casino.
That's what Park is. Then I'm around for a little more, for another week, but then I'm not really being a comedian. I'm just being
a tourist, taking pictures
of your lady naked.
Reaping rewards.
So tell me this, where can we get in touch with you? Give us your social things.
My social thing is at Delisa Chaponda, but I mean, literally, if people forget my name, they should Google Malawian comedian and they'll find me.
Yeah, I mean, isn't
your website deliso.com?
It's pretty much like me and Snooze, and he's not all over the internet, so you'll just find me.
Yeah.
Snooze is a South African, he lives in South Africa, but he's from Malawi. So we have two Malawian comedians within our country right now. So go and see Deliso Chaponda at Parker's all the rest of this week. Thank you, Deliso. Go get back to whatever you're doing that's healthy.
I'm going to come through tonight. I'm going to see you there, man. Looking forward to it.
See you there, man.
Okay, bye, Deliso. Bye.
Bye.
What a nice guy. And in Malawi for telling jokes about
gays. He's really good. He was on, BBC Walker. Or the world's greatest stand-ups, actually.
Madass. He lives in Manchester.
And he filmed his last special called Politically Incorrect in Harare as part of the festival. Carl Joshua Ngulube produced or directed it.
Damn, that's bravery, man. Because that guy will rob it. If he's not sleeping, he'll catch you. That should actually be like a small children's, like a children's rhyme. If Robert is sleeping, he will catch you. Right.
We have a listener from the States.
Oh, good stuff.
Amazing.
Welcome from United States
from the Free
America. What is his name?
Actual American States.
What is his name?
Tony Walker.
Tony Walker.
Hey, Tony. Let's
wave to Tony Walker.
Yo, Tony
Walker. Tony Walker.
Does
he walk with the ranger? Tony Walker. He's always behind you, apparently. Right. Taboo subject. Let's carry on with that real quick.
Cancer.
Do you think cancer is taboo?
To some extent. Cancer, rape,
abortion. But what are you joking about, though? I mean, there has to be... What are you joking about? You know what I mean? If you're making a joke about... I used to do this bit about cancer, about everyone in the class had a specific type of cancer, and the teacher was... It was like a school of cancer, and the teacher was trying to tell all the cancers to be quiet. You know, like a prostate cancer. Sit down! Sit down, prostate cancer! Shit! Come on! And, hey... Lung cancer. We saw you smoking behind the bleachers. You need to wrap that shit up. Mm. You know what I mean? And I did it like 3 times and it got, bad reception. So, So, I mean, is cancer... that was
talking
Eric
to talking to yourself.
Yeah, I am.
Talking to the periscopies. I mean, taboo subjects. I think if you're on a comedy stage, you go mad. There is no such thing as taboo if you're on a comedy stage. If you are not on a comedy stage, then reel your shit in. You know what I mean? Reel your shit in. Don't go out there on any public forum and just spit your bullshit. You know what I mean? Wrap that shit up. So what I want to do now is I want to go to our Amuse News. Amuse News. We have news about comedy or hilarious news. Should we go through to Eric first?
Yeah,
what
do
you got for us? Go, Eric.
Bono suggested using comedy to fight extremism.
So Bono.
Yeah.
As
he
in
was like,
U2's Bono.
Yes, the same guy.
The guy who wears sunglasses all the time.
It says, in his testimony, in a testimony.
Speak
before,
in the market,
yes,
chop.
Sorry, I'm here, In
testimony,
a testimony
why
before
was he testifying?
Senate subcommittee at Capitol Hill, the
That's
musician
why.
Called on members to take swift action to deal with the global refugee crisis and terrorism. That's what it says. And then it says, yeah, it's like,
what
if, you speak, if you speak violence, you speak the language. So if you laugh at them and... how they goose step around things, then it takes away their power.
Goose step.
Yeah, that's what it says, man. I'm just
because you know, like within the ISIS caliphate, there is a guy that they put on. They're like, hey, Ahmed, get on the mic. Come on, just give us a tight.
Okay. I do one too.
Do a tight
what
five.
What do you call a Western man who is with a woman who does not who you can see all her skin? What do you call him?
I don't know.
And then he blows up on stage. What?
But you know what? I think
that guy died on stage last night.
I think Bono is a case of privilege. You know? Did you say that guy died?
Yes.
On stage?
Yes. What a callback.
Right.
Get
out. I think it's easy for him to say that. But, like, you know, the fact is, those people that are refugees and shit, yeah, you can tell them jokes. But, I mean, unless you're satisfying their very basic needs of food and water, like, it's going to be very hard for them to laugh.
Yeah.
Because when you laugh, you burn calories. And then if you don't have enough calories, then. You're already in a shitty position.
Exactly, right? So we just got a tweet from, who was that from? And that's, where's this? This is on Cliff Central. We got a tweet on Cliff Central from Kodu, who he's always tweeting us. He was there last show.
What's up, Kodu?
And he says, don't tweet about disabled people. And then he posted this picture on,
picture?
On Tinder. You want to come around
on
and
Tinder?
See a well, it's a Tinder profile of a cutie, a little cutie in a leopard dress.
I've seen her on my
she's sweet, man.
I totally swipe.
You know
I super
what,
like
do you know what the thing is, man? Like 2 weeks ago I was doing stand up and this chick came up on stage. It was her birthday and she had a spinal what is it? What, not spinal
bifida.
No. Sclerosis.
Cerebral palsy.
Something
maybe.
With an S. Anyway, her spine was a little bit crooked type of thing. But she was
like
beautiful and funny and I was like and like I went straight for it. Do you know what I mean? I was like I didn't
what do you mean
like,
you went straight for it?
Like I saw that she was like that and I didn't skirt around the subject going, oh no, she's got a problem. I was like, wow, what a nice shape to your back. You must know all sorts of different sexual positions.
See, that's funny. I did a gig out at the Val and there was a girl that had vitiligo and I started speaking to her about that and I said to her, so the boyfriend was there, this is great, you're getting to date an Indian chick and a white chick at the same time.
What? Oh, vitiligo is with it.
And like the other comedians, like they laughed and she was cool. They took photos afterwards and then the other guys were like, how could you talk about that? I'm like, because it's there.
If you come across as authentic and you're not making fun of the person, you're joining in, you're like, I'm fine, I'm stupid, I'm shit, we all have our problems.
I think it's because they're used to most people skirting around.
Well, that's what it is, exactly. So yes. do you have one piece of news for us, Amuse News? Do you have another one?
Nah, that is all.
Plug this weekend, there is the D-Day Marijuana 420 Festival happening at Carfix in Newtown.
Yeah.
Deep Fried Man, Stig are going to be there doing a little bit of comedy.
Yeah.
Werner Weber from Cape Town is coming on and I'm going to jump on and do a little bit as well.
Sweet.
So come through, it's going to be amazing. It's all about trying to raise money to legalize marijuana.
That's a weed festival.
In South Africa.
Is there just cops everywhere?
No, I smoke. I don't know.
Do you smoke?
No, not really. Occasionally.
That's nice. That's good.
I don't really inhale.
I definitely.
Until you were
I
18.
Always weed.
Until I was 18.
Actually,
I started masturbating and smoking
weed. The first
weed.
Time I smoked weed was that I was 18. There you go.
Obviously, you started getting mean That's at that funny. Age. Right, ladies and gentlemen, that has been the Gas Comedy Podcast. You've all been so nice listening in, watching in, and tweeting in. You guys are fantasticals,
amazing.
The whole lot of you.
Are you performing? Anyone performing?
I am playing video games the whole weekend for my gaming channel.
How is it that you're the one that has a girlfriend and you do shit like that?
Well, that's once you don't play video games until you get a girlfriend. I'll be playing on my gas. It's called Thumb Gun on YouTube, so go check that out. I'll be playing Doom. Doom's open beta is coming out, and that's fun.
ID Software.
But ID Software, not that's ID. Correct. Yeah. So that's what I'll be doing the whole weekend. That's what I can afford to do.
Nice.
I'm a stand-up comedian during the week. I'm a video game player all the other times. Right, are you doing anything this weekend, Eric?
I'm doing Parker's Comedy tonight, actually.
Parker's Comedy. Yeah, so that it is Friday the 15th tonight. So if you listen to us at some other time, you missed it.
You missed it.
My name is Dusty Rich. Do you guys want to tell me your name? go.
All right, okay. Farhan Isad.
And who are you?
Eric Jansen.
Go follow us at Dusty Ridge.
Sounds like you said Eric Kanzer.
At TheWomDiff.
At TheWomDiff. And Farhan?
At Farhan Isad.
You guys have been beautiful. Remember, always, never forget, go fuck yourself.
This is CliffCentral.com.